At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
We are off and running on a Thursday evening, live from the Circa Sportsbook alongside Super Bowl champ Sean King. I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Primetime. Mr. King, getting closer to the Super Bowl. Apparently there's some sort of festivities here in town this weekend for the Pro Bowl that Tyler Huntley would be a part of. How are you, sir, on this Thursday?
I'm excellent because, listen, I feel like when Tim wins, I win because it's we. It's a team. And he's been on fire in college basketball, so I just want to start the show. Great call yesterday. You stuck to your guns. You went Providence as a road dog. They covered, even though it went to overtime, this particular dog lived. Did not die. You had Florida at home getting points. They won outright. And then you had a rocking chair game with Utah State last night. So hopefully we can continue this hot streak in college basketball. I will say you mushed me.
No, I didn't.
As I was trying to root your Providence bet in, I had taken the under in the Bruins game. The score was 0-0 at the end of one. And you went against me. And subsequently, seven goals were scored in the next two periods to go over the listed total of six. So I just want to put that as a footnote, but I do want to give you your flowers today in front of everyone. You've been hot this week in college basketball. You have some college basketball plays tonight that you like. Let's keep it up.
But first off, thank you. Secondly, Sean last night, in case you missed it, because this is what Sean does. Sean just says things and assumes maybe a new audience is listening and wasn't a part of the program last night. So Sean, while I had Providence plus four, decided to say, while they were down one, hey, you're good. What could possibly happen? A three-pointer would lead just to a push. And then shortly thereafter, I said, Sean, you realize if they miss a shot, foul, miss another shot, foul, it would be 5 points. And then I got the, oh.
Did you cover?
I did.
Thank you.
It doesn't mean that you didn't try your hardest.
I did not.
And mush me. You said in an overtime game with my team catching four that I was, quote, good.
You were.
You just
look for things to be upset about.
No,
we got a great group of guys coming on today.
Then you mush me. And then you mush me. By the way, how many of those, we had Jim Root on, mm-hmm. and Jim Root's play, Gardner Webb, came home. But how many of my plays last night did you tail?
You guys went 1-1.
How many of my plays did you tail?
None.
Thank you.
I didn't tell any of his except the Gardner Webb. I liked North
Who
Carolina.
Who went 1-1?
He did. He liked Pittsburgh, and then he liked Tennessee. Pittsburgh covered. I think they won outright.
Well, he just was talking you off of it. He didn't necessarily
right.
play
Tennessee
it.
Lost outright. So that's why it's like he went 1-1 on those two picks. Because those are the two games that I asked him about.
Well, you also asked him about Utah State.
Yeah, you know, my day was going to dictate what happened last night.
Okay.
So I forgot about the Utah State game, actually, till you text. And then I looked, and they were up like 20.
No big deal.
My bad.
No big deal.
Well, stay hot.
Well, I'll try.
I gave you
try. Look, I
2 seconds of fame, the peacock, and, you know, walk around with your chin in the air. Now let's get to business.
I didn't say I think
you know, which is cashing tickets today.
I mean, I'm not going to come on here and do something like I gave it a 3-leg parlay and try to make it 3 victories.
Baby Puck hit a 3-leg parlay this
which is
week
one
as well.
Bet. Yeah, which is one bet.
Yeah. Yesterday, when I go 1-1,
0-1.
No, because East Carolina pushed.
So that's is that a win?
No, and then what was the other game I had?
You had your under.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
And you had Lehigh.
Yeah. I forget exactly what I had yesterday. I know East Carolina pushed and the Bruins went over 0-0 first period, and then I got mushed.
No, you didn't get mushed. You tried your hardest to mush me. Lehigh lost outright, so you went 0-2-1.
I did tell Devin Walker, though.
Yeah,
I made
did.
A profit.
There, that's what you got, right?
I tell Devin Walker he loved Boston. -9 and Boston over 116.5, both never in doubt.
By the way,
I have a play like that in the NBA tonight as well, too.
Devin Walker, by the way, who joins the show every Wednesday and gave out the Celtics and had a couple other plays apparently sitting on his kitchen table. I watched the challenge last night, and he is currently in first place.
I expect nothing less.
For $1 million prize. Jr. We still got 2 more episodes, though, so we'll keep our eyes on
D'Angelo
that.
He's D'Angelo on the show. That's what he's going
for. We do have a great show, though, in store for you. Tank Williams will be joining us here in 10 minutes. Former NFL defensive back. We'll get his thoughts on the Super Bowl. We'll go behind the counter with Dwayne Colucci, our guy Carl Johnson, taking a couple days off. It's going to be a busy week down there at the Beau Rivage. Yeah,
next week's going to be rowdy.
We love having Carl on. He will join us next week. So Carl, taking a couple days off, well-deserved. So we will hit up our guy Dwayne Colucci from behind the counter at the Rampart here in Las Vegas. Kenny White, the Wizard of Odds, will join us.
My guy Kay Weezy.
At 7:30 Eastern. We'll see what he's cooking up there. And then Chris Felica.
The Bear?
It was press release day for
wow.
The Bear on his new gig over at Fox Sports. So he will join us in studio. Apparently he's in town. He may or may not be picking up his winnings from the
nice.
Circa Sports Friday football contest. And then we'll have Banksy in studio. Darren Banks, former NHL player and Circa host extraordinaire. He will join us in studio in the final hour of the show. So we got a lot to get to. And let's start with a little NFL news. Saw this from Adam Schefter today. This is the important type of stuff that we need to know, Sean. The Chiefs will be wearing white jerseys for the Super Bowl. And according to Adam Schefter and his tweet, which maybe he got it from ESPN Stats and Information, whatever it was, 15 of the last 18 Super Bowl winners were white. The Eagles, however, did wear their green jerseys when they won the Super Bowl 5 years ago against the New England Patriots. Sean, bettable or forgettable information that the Kansas City Chiefs are wearing the whites.
I actually want to forget that this was ever placed into the rundown.
It's big time information, man.
Okay, so then you should change your bet to the Chiefs.
I didn't. Have I said one way or the other what I'm doing? I said I like the Chiefs.
Okay.
Haven't bet it yet.
All right.
Well, you getting nervous about your Chiefs bet because of this stat?
I'm going to double down now, obviously, right? Ooh, if I had any hesitation.
Well,
15 of the last 18.
15
Take it to the bank.
It's like flipping a coin 18 times. You're like, well, it's landed heads 15 times. So the next.
It's completely ridiculous, by the way.
This does have a little bit more meaning towards the game. Juju Smith-Schuster, Kadarius Toney, and L'Jarius Sneed Did not practice today. Sneed's still in concussion protocol. Andy Reid said that Kadarius Toney, Sean, is, quote, close as they went through the walkthrough. So wide receiver so banged up. But you said yesterday, and L'Jarius Sneed, part of the secondary, you did say yesterday you didn't expect any of these guys to practice this week.
I didn't expect them to practice this week. They're still in Kansas City, I would imagine, right? They haven't gone to Phoenix yet.
That's correct.
Fly to Phoenix this weekend. No need to put any extra reps on anything that's injured. You know, just getting a bunch of treatment, making sure the fluids in your body, taking care of yourself, and then next week you'll slowly work yourself, and you hope to be full speed by Wednesday, Thursday. And we'll be good to go Sunday. As long as Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce
are
available
wrap.
Next Sunday, hey, Chiefs got a shot.
All right. How about a little college basketball news here?
This is what I thought you were talking about. This is big. Because I tailed you on this bet.
Well, now it's doomed because, 4-0 yesterday, but didn't tail any. Now you're hot, so I got to tell you.
Shoot.
I'm shooting.
Jordan, if he scored 40 points in 3 straight games, he didn't go into the fourth. Like, I know I'm not going to get 40 tonight.
I would never compare me to anything in the same, other than I have an M in my name. That would be the only thing you could compare me to Michael Jordan.
But you're not aiming high enough. I mean, you got to look at it like this, Tim. This college basketball space, from a gambling standpoint, it needs a Michael Jordan. Why don't you just embrace it? Become the Michael Jordan of college basketball.
All right, let's relax there, Nick Sirianni.
Hey, I can't believe in you more than you believe in yourself, okay?
Well, you didn't believe in me because you didn't tail any of my bets last night. So, it's...
I mean, if you don't want to be the Jordan, be the Brian Scalabrine or the Larry Bird or the Detlef Schrempf for something, but let's elevate in this space. Let's elevate.
Sorry. Did you just put Brian Scalabrine in the same sentence as Larry Bird, one of the greatest players of all time?
I was trying to think of tall white guys.
Yeah, I was going to think why, because they're white dudes. So this news is interesting. We had Jim Root on yesterday, and he said regarding Jelly Walker, who is the leading scorer for UAB, averaging 23 points per game, that it is more a pain tolerance issue for Jelly Walker. He has warmed up the past couple of games but has not played since January 11th against Western Kentucky. He is warming up right now. He's in uniform. He's getting shots up. No official word whether or not Jelly Walker will play tonight. But I am on UAB tonight because, Sean, why wouldn't I fade a team who's won 20 straight games in FAU?
You.
Why wouldn't I fade the number one covering team in college basketball, the FAU Owls, 15-4-1 ATS this year, and I'm fading them. I'm going with the Blazers. I'm riding with UAB. I think this atmosphere, I would imagine, is going to be incredible for UAB. UAB only lost by 2 when they played back on January 5th on the road against Florida Atlantic, and the line has moved in the favor of UAB. And this is the stat that I mentioned regarding Maryland earlier this week.
Okay.
Unranked teams laying points at home against ranked teams this year, 20-10 ATS. What could go wrong?
I roll with Jelly.
UAB, baby.
Let's go, Jay
Let's
Walker.
Let's go, Blazers. That game coming up at the top of the hour. UAB taking on wonderful FAU. NFL defensive back, or former NFL DB, Tank Williams. He'll join the show next. Stick around. It's VSiN Primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account. And start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Primetime. It's always our pleasure to bring in a gentleman who spent a time or two in the NFL, just like Sean did, former Stanford Cardinal, former Titan, Viking, and Patriot, the one and only Tank Williams. Tank, how you doing today, man?
What's good, fellas? You know it's always good when I can spend a little time with y'all and try to get my man Sean straight, so let's get to it.
I try every day, Tank. I try every day. To no avail, but I try anyways. Before we go on to the Super Bowl, you played with the New England Patriots, a pretty prominent former member of the New England Patriots decided to call it a career just yesterday, playing with Tom Brady. I asked Sean this question as a quarterback.
No, he asked as a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and then he's talking to you, so now he's a former Patriot.
Well, he won six Super
he's
Bowls
He's going
there.
In the hall as a buck. I just want you guys to know.
Cigar bag?
You're already talking that high cash. You know that ain't going
to But Tank, I asked Sean this question from a quarterback's perspective yesterday, and now I want to ask it from a teammate's perspective. What made Tom Brady become the greatest quarterback of all time?
I mean, you hear all the things about him being drafted late and he has a chip on his shoulder and all that, but honestly, man, the dude is a perfectionist and he hates losing. And so it's one of those things, like, he hates losing a rep in practice. I remember getting there And he'll try to find, like, he'll try to find out what you can do, like, as soon as you get on that team. And so I remember him testing me and actually intercepted him once in practice. And then he kind of looked at me like, okay, okay, I got something for you. But at the same time, like, I mean, Tom was like a really cool cat. I was only in New England for about a season and some change. And my first year there, I hurt my knee. It was actually the year he hurt his knee. And this dude invited me to his house. Like, he had this guy, Alex, work on me. So I know you hear all the things about Antonio Brown, because Antonio Brown, he wanted him to come in and kind of help and contribute to the team. Like, I was just a dude that was with the Patriots. We were rehabbing together. He invited me up to his crib. And so I got nothing but great things to say about Tom. And I actually know some people that are real close with him, been knowing him since he was a young tyke. And so, man, you know, he's good people's man. And, you know, he's one of those guys that we enjoy watching for. You know, damn near a couple of decades, it's going to be sad to see him go, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be blessing our ears with a bunch of knowledge that we wish we knew all along the wall while we were playing. And so he's not going anywhere, but it's going to be, you know, kind of sad not seeing him, you know, yelling and, you know, strolling down the sideline and hitting us with that let's go and things like that.
How hard is a transition for someone of his caliber going to be to the booth? You know, it's always fascinating to me because – when you've achieved at the level he has, first of all, you have a whole lot of close friends. And sometimes it's hard when you're on a national platform to, hey, man, Tank is not supposed to be there in coverage. He's going to be 2 yards outside the hash. He's in the hash. That's completely his fault. Like, sometimes it's you try and sugarcoat it. How hard do you think the transition is going to be for him into television next season with Fox?
It shouldn't be hard at all, because I feel a lot of times if you have somebody in the booth, I mean, you have some players that were good. I mean, you got Hall of Famers like Troy Aikman and things like that. But right now, you got the dude that they're calling the GOAT. So really, he can be as candid as possible, and he can throw troop bombs all over the place, because, like, if Tom's saying that you're not playing up the par, or if Tom is, like, pointing out something that you're doing that's giving away a coverage, or something that you're doing that's giving away a route or something like that, then you're hearing it from the GOAT. I mean, I think it's one of those things where that's what made him so good, is that he's able to parse out little things that's happening throughout the game and use it to his advantage. And so, I mean, I think most people, if they will hear something critical coming out of his mouth, I mean, the best advice you can do is go ahead and heed the comments that he's giving and clean that stuff up for the next time you're on the field the following week. I mean, that I would approach it. But yeah, I do agree that you have a lot of analysts out there that try to sugarcoat some things like that. But I feel like in today's age, and even when it wasn't, that's not what people want. People want to know what your eyes are seeing, what you saw in the field. They want to know the truth. They want to understand the game better. They want to be able to learn from the greats. And I think that's what he'll do when he's in the booth.
Chat once again with Tank Williams, former NFL defensive back, doing work with Yahoo Sports. Follow him on Twitter at TankWilliams13. All right, let's get to the Super Bowl. A week from Sunday down there in Glendale, Chiefs right now a 1.5-point underdog against the Philadelphia Eagles. Chiefs have got some, you know, banged up wide receivers right now. Tank, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, though, hopefully he will be a full go. Kadarius Toney, Andy Reid said, hopefully, you know, he's progressing. Didn't practice today, but progressing. Let's start with the Chiefs. What do the Chiefs, in your eyes, need to do to win on next Sunday against the Eagles?
Well, Travis Kelce's healthy, right?
Now, he is healthy. And Mahomes is going to be
Mahomes.
Yeah, he's good too.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, he may not be 100%, but he was healthy enough to shred up that Bengals defense, right?
Yep.
Then I feel like the Kansas City Chiefs, they're good from an offensive standpoint. I think that they're going to try to run the ball with Pacheco. They're going to use him in the passing game along with Jared McKinnon. I mean, if those wide receivers are healthy, that's a plus. But I feel like the strength of that Philly pass defense is those guys bringing that heat off the edge and then those cornerbacks out there. So when you want to attack them in the pass game, it's going to be through the interior of the field. It's going to be with Travis Kelce. It's going to be with the running backs. So I think, you know, the health of the wide receivers would be good, but for the most part, it won't change what that game plan is going to be going into it. We're just trying to run the ball. We saw the Commanders have a great blueprint about that halfway through the season, a way to beat the Eagles through with the run game. And then obviously when you have Patrick Mahomes and you have to try to stop the run, he's going to be able to take advantage of Travis Kelce and those guys like that. So I feel like that's going to be the blueprint for the Kansas City Chiefs offense.
You know, I'm trying to make some money. So more than likely, if the Chiefs win, you pretty much 99.999% know Mahomes is getting the MVP. But I put a little change down on Chris Jones. Tell me what kind of game Chris Jones has to have to be Super Bowl MVP.
Well, obviously, he's going to have to be a run stopper first and foremost, because we understand that the Kansas City Chiefs may be a little bit more limited on the outside than what we're accustomed to seeing that team when they're in the Super Bowl. But don't get it twisted. You have to stop Patrick Mahomes, which means that I feel the Philadelphia Eagles are going to lean heavy on the run game. It's going to be a Miles Sanders game. They're going to try to play keep away. And they can have some success on the run, then I feel like the Eagles are going to have a chance, because then that sets up the play action pass with Jalen Hurts going down the field to Devontae Smith and to A.J. Brown. But if Chris Jones can help affect the run and then get them in predictable passing situations and then wreak havoc on Jalen Hurts and mess up those passing lanes, muddy up that vision, get a strip sack, fumble, things like that, tip ball that leads to interceptions, I believe that's how he can affect the game. Because when you saw against Joe Burrow, they were dealing with a weak offensive line. Philadelphia Eagles don't have that, but it was almost like you brought in Chris Jones as the closer late in the game. You put him on that right tackle and said, go eat, and then he got you that sack to turn the ball over to give to Patrick Mahomes so they can win the game. So he needs to have that kind of impact on that Philadelphia offense, because they are explosive. They got some dogs all over the field, but you need to disrupt Jalen Hurts, make him feel uncomfortable, and then make him feel like he needs to keep up with Patrick Mahomes if they get up to an early lead.
Former NFL defensive back Tank Williams joining us at TankWilliams13 on Twitter. Tank, flipping it to the other side, Philadelphia. When you watch Jalen Hurts this year, played like an MVP, take us through what you saw last week against San Francisco. I know he wasn't asked to do a ton just because of the situation, but did you feel like Jalen Hurts was playing at 100%? Was he trusting his shoulder? Because to me, I'm curious how he's going to be playing in a couple weeks, because it felt like there was, at least to me, as a dope who didn't play the NFL like you two, but it felt like there was some tentative aspects to his game.
I don't know if it was tentative. I mean, you did say that he didn't have to do too much, and he didn't, because of the 49ers quarterback situation. There were some times where he tried to test that defense deep, and he just missed on some throws. I'm not sure that could be because of the arm, but I still look back to the game he injured the shoulder. Like later on in that game, he threw a dime to A.J. Brown down the field. So I just feel like he just missed on a couple of those throws against the Niners in that game last weekend. And so I feel like he's going to come to play. I mean, he's been one of those guys who was able to push the ball downfield all season long. He was smart with the ball. He was limited with turnovers. He was able to run the ball effectively. And whenever he gets in the red zone, that's one thing that he can do better than almost any other quarterback, is mitigate a lot of interception and turnover opportunities by using his legs to get in the zone. I think that's what they're going to try to do when they get in the red zone. Don't have it to where Spagnuolo can throw a defense that you're uncomfortable reading and throw it into an easy pick and you lose points. Use your legs, get into the zone that way. And so I think he's going to be active in trying to test that Kansas City Chiefs defense with his legs.
Only 20 seconds left. The most surprising thing in that Eagles-Niners game, DeMeco never adjusted in the first half to overload formation. He was a gap short on the weak side. And Philly was running that outside zone weak. They were running a little gap scheme with Kelsey pulling. Does Spagnuolo have enough answers in his pocket? He only got about 10 seconds left for the Eagles' run game.
Absolutely. He was in wide nines, and he had a lot of open field in the middle of the field. But one thing you can do is try to tighten up those ends, have Chris Jones control the middle of the field, stop that run, then you get in the predictable pass situations, let those boys keep with the pass rush, and then I think that'll mitigate a lot of issues that they had last week.
He's Tank Williams.
Good stuff, Tank.
Appreciate it, man.
Good out.
There he is. Tank Williams, former NFL defensive back.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. Once again, that's VSiN.com/subscribe. Alongside Super Bowl champ Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Primetime. Thanks, as always, to Tank Williams for joining the program, former NFL defensive back. We didn't get his pick. What do you think? It sounded like he was leaning more Chiefs.
Yeah, most smart people will.
Who did you bet in the AFC Championship?
I didn't bet anyone, I remember, because I had the Bengals on the futures bet.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yep.
Mm. I'm pretty sure I saw in our VSiN.com/picks segment it was Bengals.
Yeah, because I had them to win the AFC and the Super Bowl, so I wasn't going to bet against them come game time.
Mm.
That wouldn't make any sense, right?
I don't know.
I didn't think it
did. I mean, you listened to your partner all week, and I gave out the Chiefs.
Right, but you didn't have futures on the Bengals.
Well, you could have realized you were on the wrong side and made some money.
Yeah. You got Joe Burrow, you never really feel like you're on the wrong side. Mm. Now, they didn't win, so they came
I don't know
short.
If I want you on the Chiefs wagon now. Well, kind of like you and the Bengals.
First
you know?
Of all, I was on the Chiefs wagon as soon as they announced the initial spread. That's why I have it at +2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what about the AFC Championship?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about Super Bowl.
When I was on the Chiefs.
Which is fine. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be on them the week after or because you're on them before.
Mm. But you're captain chief now.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm just with the Chiefs in this particular game.
Okay. Have you thought of your alliteration?
I'm captain chief now. After the white jersey.
Have you thought about?
Hey, after the white jersey statistic, 15 of the last 18 teams with the white jersey have won Super Bowl. I'm all captain chief.
Have you thought
now.
About your alliteration for how you're gonna, you know?
I can't even come up with B's yet.
Yeah. Well, the B's are gone because
right.
Brady lost by a lot.
Well, you know, it's a lot of letters here. Andy Reid, Burrow Patrick lost. Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
I hadn't really figured out how to Lil Wayne it yet.
Mm, okay. I'm waiting for it.
Coming.
Mm. 4 B's.
You know, let's show these guys how to make some money tonight, please.
You're right.
You're
right. You're getting a little choked up.
Yeah, went down the wrong hole there. So there is a situation tonight in the NBA.
Ooh,
that
no pucks. So we're rolling the NBA, huh?
Yeah. So last night, no Kevin Durant, no Ben Simmons.
Jeez.
Yeah. Boston railroaded the Brooklyn Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight it's interesting because, and I didn't really know this was a thing, but I guess it's unheard of that an NBA team flies in the day of the game and plays that day. So the Pelicans had some weather issues, got stuck. They didn't get into Dallas until today. They played today. They've been complaining online about it. I mean, it's a big deal. I went ahead and took the Mavs at home, laid the 4.5. Let's see if we can go 2 days in a row, a perfect record in the NBA. Let's see if we can make it happen.
Yeah, last night, man, that was...
That was a cakewalk.
That was impressive.
Yeah, that was a cakewalk.
Shout out.
Let's go Luka,
Devin,
by the way.
Devin Walker, man, he was feeling it.
Oh, he was on now.
He was feeling his hometown squad.
Did the total in the game, did it get over?
Yeah. What was the final, like 139-96 or
yeah.
something?
Shout out to JV, too. That was a cakewalk. He liked over in the Raptors game. Raptors Jazz, I think it was.
Yeah, over 230.
Yeah, and they were in like the 50s, I think.
One game home. Came home easily. I am on UAB tonight. So,
me too.
So I am fading the red hot Owls of Florida Atlantic. They've won 20 straight games. They're the best cover team in all of college basketball. And yet they're an underdog, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. And the line keeps moving in favor of UAB. Go to vsin.com/picks. Keep refreshing it. Every show will always put up their picks because I put this in this morning. It was at a pick. Now it's 2.5. So, hey, that's CLV, baby. Let's make it happen.
Can I ask a favor?
Sure.
To the UAB.
Please win.
Running Blazers. Can we win in a non-Texas Tech type fashion tonight?
It's not possible.
I don't want to fall behind 23 and have to overtime our way back. Can we get a rocking chair game, please? That's all I'm asking.
I just
one of them games where, you know, they're up 12 at the half and they just extend the lead and teach FAU a valuable lesson.
I mean, I would like that, but I mean, Texas Tech, we still got home. So
yeah, but I mean, I don't want to have to go through sending you a text like I never should have followed you. I hate your guts. You know, Texas Tech's the worst team in the country, and then wake up and be surprised.
Well,
I want to be able to text,
actually,
hey, great call on UAB.
You actually didn't follow me. Josh Applebaum came on the show. He liked Texas Tech, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll go with Texas Tech.
Why do you think I don't trust your plays?
Because I have a video saying I'm not betting Texas Tech that night. There's a video on the internet.
Let me explain something to you. Normally, Puckstradamus is distracted and getting the best hockey information that this country has to offer to our followers, listeners, viewers, and the like. So it's a lot on the college basketball schedule. So a lot of times I'm slower to make those plays. First of all, they're hard to find overnights that have them available. And if you can, they really limit, you know, the amount that you can put on them. So I'm conditioned to wait till, you know, later in the day of said game anyway.
You getting so limited overnight on college hoops?
Oh, yeah. They don't let you bet.
Yeah?
At least they limit me. Yeah. I guess they get nervous. I don't know.
Must be.
First of all, you can't find a whole lot of lines overnight in college basketball.
Just the extra games aren't available. UAB last night, readily available. A pick.
Yeah, I couldn't find UAB last
night. Really? Mm-mm. You're not looking hard enough.
I couldn't find BYU last night. That's the one I couldn't find.
It was there.
I could not find BYU.
It was there.
I love BYU today as well.
All right. Cougars coming off a heartbreaking loss to St. Mary's.
Yep. Like the Cougs tonight. I followed you with UAB tonight. I like Stanford tonight.
No, you should have
told
Tank.
Got them plus six. I mean, we kind of got caught up in a X's and O's discussion there at the end.
Yeah. Hoopstradamus here. What are we throwing out for for the good peeps?
Let me think through the break. I mean, I played them all. So.
All right. I'm also on San Francisco tonight. Look ahead spot against St. Mary's late night. San Francisco, the Dons catching 12.5 at St. Mary's on Saturday night. St. Mary's will host Gonzaga, which is always a great showdown in the West Coast Conference. So there might be an eye or two peeking ahead. So maybe a little bit of a hold on to your butt situation, but we're going to roll with the Dons at home catching 12.5. St. Mary's just survived BYU over the weekend where they were a 5-point favorite. Didn't bring that one home. And now Gonzaga waiting in the wings. Could be a little sleepwalking situation. So I'm going to take the Dons plus 12.5 late night tonight. So those are my two plays. I'm rolling with the Blazers of UAB. What could go wrong? Jelly Walker looks like he should be a go. We will see if that is official here momentarily, but he continues to warm up. And then I'm taking San Francisco. So those are my two college hoop plays here this evening.
So my official plays.
Okay.
UAB. -1, BYU -3.5, Dallas Mavericks -4.5. Those are my official plays.
Yeah, none of those numbers, two of those numbers are not available.
Those are the numbers I have. I mean, that's what I have right here. Look.
I'm not denying that.
That's why. So UAB -1, BYU -3.5, and the Mavs -4.5. So two college, one pro.
All right. Can't wait for UAB not to cover and you to blame me. By the way, LeBron James will play tonight. So LeBron dealing with some injuries.
Did that line move or is it still Lakers -2?
I think it's still -2, 2.5.
2.5 now?
Yeah.
Is Halliburton back for the Pacers? Did they give an update on whether, because he's missed like the last, 10 games, but he was listed as questionable, so people thought he was coming back tonight.
I do not know. I'm checking right now. Ty Halliburton, he is available to play tonight.
Okay.
That was tweeted out from the Pacers account just a little while ago. So Ty Halliburton, who should be, and I believe will be, an all-star, will be playing this evening. So that's a game starting at the top of the hour. LeBron just 89 points away from breaking the all-time scoring record held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and we'll see how many games it takes. There's some odds out there, Sean, of when the record will fall ultimately. LeBron right now, as I mentioned, 89 points away. He's averaging 30 a game, and up ahead for the Lakers is tonight against the Pacers, Saturday at New Orleans, Tuesday night against Oklahoma City, and then Thursday against Milwaukee. So we will see when LeBron ultimately breaks the record. I would be stunned if it's not in those two home games against OKC and or Milwaukee. All right. We're going to talk we're going to find out where the action has been coming in for the Super Bowl. Our guy, Dwayne Colucci, he will join us from the Rampart here in Las Vegas. Stick around. It is VSiN Primetime.
The cat sat on the mat.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Attention BetMGM customers, have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM. And once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement at BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi and Nevada. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Prime Time. We've got NBA games starting at the top of the hour, college hoops as well. No hockey, which is much to the chagrin of my partner and our next guest, Dwayne Colucci at NY Bookie. Dwayne, of course, from the Rampart Casino here in lovely Las Vegas, rocking the old school, I guess not old school, it looks a little old school, the Canadiens hat. I like the Montreal Canadiens cap tonight there, Dwayne.
Thank you, sir. And, you know, what's old school about that, Tim, is, you know, the last time they won a Stanley Cup. That's where you get
93.
Yes. That was like the year I moved here. So definitely it's been a long run, but, you know, definitely worth it. Last year, or I should say 2 years ago, you know, when we were able to play in the Fortress, you know, against the Vegas Golden Knights, that was just such a thrill because, you know, being a Knights fan as well, you know, naturally my heart sits with Montreal because I've always been a Montreal Canadian fan, guys, and I grew up that way. you know, just a tremendous feeling seeing them play, you know, basically in the Western Conference and winning the Clarence Campbell Trophy, which would, you know, is unheard of and will never probably happen again. And if you guys don't remember, back in the day, Clarence Campbell was the man who actually suspended Maurice the Rocket Richard during the Stanley Cup Finals. So to win that trophy was just, you know, it wasn't the Stanley Cup, but it was a great, you know, complimentary win. And then we fell to Tampa Bay, unfortunately. But I've always been a Canadian fan and, you know, holding on to tradition All-Star Week here as we go into the break.
We're talking once again to Dwayne Colucci, race and sportsbook manager at the Rampart here in Las Vegas. All right, Dwayne, early action on the Super Bowl. I guess this over your years of being behind the counter, first week of this two-week stretch heading into the Super Bowl, what is the action like? And can you put a comparison on week one versus week two of Super Bowl action under in normal years?
Yeah, that's a great question, you know, Tim. We took a massive bet over the counter at the Rampart actually on Monday morning to start off the action, you know, on the Chiefs money line. So the action has been hot and heavy. But as more and more people commute here for the festivities, for the big game, you know, definitely the second week is where you will get the tremendous handle at both the Rampart and South Point. So, you know, we opened the game at Chiefs minus one. We're now sitting at 1.5, you know, and we have that fabulous VIG, guys. Don't forget about that. We have the 105 over-the-counter deal at the Rampart and South Point. So who doesn't want to lay, you know, who wants to lay 110 when you're in the Las Vegas area? Just commute to Summerlin. Come out and see me. Go out and see Jimmy and Chris at the South Point. We play 105, guys. I mean, that is the best deal in town. Just a tremendous deal. We're starting to piece together also. We will have the props probably completed by Saturday or Sunday. You know, you're talking about 17, 18 pages outside of the cross sport props, guys. So we're going to have tons of betting action over at the Rampart and South Point. And it started out hot and heavy, like I said, with that $100,000 wager.
You know, Dwayne, your personal power rankings, where are these two teams? And has this kind of been consistent throughout the year, or has one separated slightly as we've gotten to this point?
Sean, I think they're really close to being, you know, 1-2. We had the final four teams, in my opinion, that were the four best teams. And then you did have Buffalo and Dallas that were involved that were probably 5-6. So, you know, tremendous credit to the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts getting right back into shape. You know, they laid a tremendous beating, and I felt it against San Francisco. It was really a nice, well-rounded victory. Aside from the Purdy injury, I mean, the defense brought what the Cowboys couldn't bring, Sean. They brought the, you know, attack that could injure Brock Purdy, and it eventually did. Then you start dealing with a fourth-string quarterback. He gets banged up. You knock him to the turf. That Philadelphia defense is tremendous. And now on the AFC side, what a credit to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the guy is the consummate gamer and definitely the best athlete in the NFL right now, barring none. This man is tremendous. He played with that injury. You knew he was going to slow down a little in the second half because, you know, you get complacent because you have to sit there for 15 minutes. The high ankle sprain starts to tighten up. All the, you know, things that you use to get you out on the field starts to wear off. And then, you know, for him to just hang in there, what a tremendous, tremendous credit to Patrick Mahomes. And never mind the bad ref calls. Let's all remember that Mr. Mahomes threw a ball backwards, Sean. So, you know, he gave them basically an opportunity to get back in the game, which is unheard of. He won't do that in another 500,000 pass attempts. So, you know, definitely it was a little lopsided on the calls. The last call on the game was definitely, you know, the right call on the field. Cincinnati played tremendously. Joe Burrow played tremendously. But I think we have, you know, basically 1-2. Maybe Cincinnati, you know, almost in a tie with Kansas City, but Kansas City won the game. So,
Dwayne Colucci from Rampart Sportsbook here on VSiN Primetime. This may or may not change your official wagers for this game, but it was announced today that the Kansas City Chiefs are wearing white jerseys for the Super Bowl, Dwayne. And per Adam Schefter, the team in white has won 15 of the last 18 Super Bowl. So can we just go ahead and not even play the game? Because I have Kansas City plus two and make them the winner.
I don't know about that. I think Brady maybe wore a dark jersey here and there. But I don't buy into all that stuff as a bookmaker. It's going to be played out on the field. I think it's a tremendous, tremendous matchup. All jersey colors aside, how long the anthem will be sung. These are just, trends. And,
heads, tails.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to put up as much, of the wagering options as we can, Sean. I don't buy into all those jersey things, similar to, touching one of the AFC or NFC championships, or like we said, the Clarence Trophy before you win the Super Bowl trophy or the Stanley Cup. I'm really not big into that, but I think we have a tremendous matchup here, and I want to see how Patrick Mahomes practices as we get into the latter stages, and definitely Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Sanders, that offense is going to be geared up. And I think Hurts has to perform a little better, guys, definitely. We saw a mediocre Hurts. He had 121 yards. Mm-hmm. The defense was doing the damage there. They punched it in when they had to. Very efficient. If he ever, enhances his performance, this could be a long day for Kansas City.
We're talking once again, Dwayne Colucci. Dwayne, normally, and, we'll get more of a read on it next week, but as you've been doing this a long time, and when you've got a high-profile quarterback like Patrick Mahomes and a pretty high-profile team like the Philadelphia Eagles, more often than not, the way that this is bet, will you be needing the majority of unders when it comes to prop bets that you guys will offer?
Well, definitely, but you look at the passing yards, Tim, and Mahomes went over 320 yards. Yep. So he was very prolific last week, despite that injury. So we have to, take that into consideration. Definitely Hurts. He'll be reined in a little more. But passing attempts, if a team falls behind very quickly, you're going to see more pass attempts. You're going to see more down the field attempts. So therefore, yardage becomes important when you're looking at A.J. Brown, Valdez Scantling, guys like that. Travis Kelce, of course, he's a major weapon. So we're looking at all the formulas that we possibly can. We're looking at the trends of the regular season, how these guys performed. We all know Jalen Hurts is a win machine. Anytime he's on the field, the last time the team lost was under Gardner Minshew. So I think that definitely Hurts can be prolific in this game. And if A.J. Brown starts to get off and Sanders opens up some holes and then the tight ends get involved, like I said, if they play ball control, you could see Hurts going over as well. And Mahomes is going to take downfield chances. Kelce is just a machine. We have to set him pretty high. He's triple teamed, double teamed, and he seems to go over his yardage total almost every game when we put up those propositions. So fabulous matchup, guys. I couldn't ask for any more. And definitely from a handle perspective, it's going to be a major, major attraction. One of the best Super Bowls in recent history.
Well, Dwayne, thanks for coming on. You come on the show because we give you more than just what you think. Switch gears right quick to horse racing. I got a future bet for you. The horse's name is Cage Match, trained by Josie Safi. Has not run yet, but he's still got his own entry in the future book. 50-1 right now. He's training like he's the next Secretariat.
Dwayne.
And I love Safi, so I like that.
There you go. A little horse racing.
Cage match.
Nugget
baby.
There. It is VSiN primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah.
Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.